From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered for the Holidays. I'm Robin Hilton. Just to note that this program was recorded before the COVID pandemic kept everyone home for the season. We hope you enjoy the show.
Gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Okay, hold it. Robin, hang on 1 second. Let's just finish doing the show before we hit the road.
Oh, I thought we had it. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
Enjoy the holidays, everybody. It's All Songs Considered.
Yes.
Woohoo!
That's it. Another year of All Songs Considered. Another year in the history books. We've got, by my time, we've got just enough time to get in the cab and get to the airport for our flight.
Yeah, it's great. We packed our bags.
Yeah, smart. I can't believe we're going back to the cabin in the woods where our holiday extravaganzas all began so many years ago.
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago. Didn't work out so well, but...
Yeah, a whole bunch of people canceled, couldn't make it, but I don't know. I feel good about this one.
Whoa! You okay?
Yeah, but I think the elevator stopped.
We're definitely not moving.
Oh, no, we're stuck!
Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree, it won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
I can't believe it. The elevator's totally stopped. All these buttons are dark. None of them are working.
There's that little panel down there. I think it's got a phone in it.
It's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. We're the last people in the building. There's not going to be anybody there.
I don't even have a dial tone. No one's picking up. Nothing.
Can you hear that music? We need to kill the music before we do anything
else. That's going to make me crazy if we're stuck in here.
Yeah, I think the speaker cables are probably in here. That should do it. I gotta tell you, it feels like we've just been cursed. Every single year we try one of these things, it never works. I mean, just think back to that first one, the cabin in the woods so many years ago. It was so beautiful, and then like one by one, everyone called and canceled. It was just a disaster.
Yeah, yeah, but we did have that one. Remember Julian Costa call from Neutromilk Hotel and played us that song? That saved the night.
Oh, that's right. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it's Julian Costa, Mr. Music Tapes, Neutral Milk Hotel guy. I can't wait for him to bring his saw, his musical saw. Yeah, he should be here any minute, too.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great.
Because, you know, we're getting close to the big party time. Yeah. Hey, Julian.
Hey, Bob.
How are you, man? You getting close? You close? You here?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm afraid I don't think I can make it, guys.
Oh. What's the matter? You're all right? You sound concerned.
Well, one of my saws is a cold.
One of your singing saws?
It's one of the youngest.
Did you name
them? Yeah, no, it's North. It's North.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry.
What's the symptom of a saw with a cold?
They kind of droop.
Oh, jeez, that's so...
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, if you know them well, you can always tell.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry
what do
to
you
hear
do?
That. You can't really...
You tuck it in bed. I don't even know where to begin with that.
Yeah, well, you have to kind of sit by the bedside with a hot water bottle and tell them stories and stuff. You know.
You've done this before. I could tell.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry,
Julian.
Colds are always the worst.
This was going to be quite a party.
Yeah, you're really missing it. It's about to take off.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, guys. Yeah. I just feel so...
I got my bells, man. I got my bells.
Yeah.
Well, give our love to your saw.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for you guys? I mean, I feel really terrible abandoning you guys.
I wouldn't say no to it. So we were really hoping you were going to bring the saw and do a song for us.
Yeah.
Any chance you could do that now?
Well, you know, we've got the whole band here. You know, because it takes a bunch of people to care for a sick saw. So I mean, we could.
Oh my God. Would you?
Hey guys. Do you guys want to play a song over the phone to Bob and Robin?
This is great. This is all right.
Can we do that? Can we play you guys a song?
Oh, yeah, please. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. And I hope the saw that's laying in bed doesn't feel, out of it, left out. Yeah.
Well, no, you kind of have to sing to them constantly when they're sick. So that's why, you know, we're all set up and everything.
Go for it.
All right.
Call up the troops.
Guys? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So I am a
Bravo!
That was wonderful. That even sounded good over the phone, too.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, everybody. That was amazing.
Yeah, thank the band for us.
Oh, yeah. Say thank you.
And happy holidays. Great choice of a song, by the way.
Oh, no. It's all we could do. I'm sorry we couldn't come.
Okay.
No worries. Happy holidays to you and everyone else.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Cheers.
Take care. Yeah, that ended up being a pretty nice night, I have to admit. That was one of many calls we had. I remember Kishi Bashi, he was going to come. He called, and so did Sam Phillips and Nellie Mackay.
You know, if I don't make a phone call to get us out of here, we're going to miss our whole trip. We can reminisce all we want on our way, but let me make a call here.
It looks like there's a number down there by the phone you can call.
All right, let me call.
Are you getting anybody?
It sounds...
Happy holidays. You've reached the We Won't Let You Down elevator hotline. To leave us a compliment, press 1. To tell us why you love our service, press 2. To speak to a representative, press 9. At We Won't Let You Down, we won't give you the shaft.
Tell me what to do. Let me just push this.
Happy holidays.
Oh, jeez.
You've reached We Won't Let You Down. Elevator company that'll give you a lift... when you're feeling down.
Oy.
If this is an emergency, please press 8.
I keep winding up in the same place.
Happy holidays.
For crying out loud, that's crazy.
Down elevator company. Our doors are always open, except when they're closed. Please call back during regular business hours.
I'm getting about as far as this elevator's getting.
So nobody?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Look, Bob, we are not going to make our flight. Look at time it is.
And all these people are coming. We better start calling people because they're going to get on their flights and no one's going to be there to let them in.
I'm looking at the list here of invites for this party.
I know the person coming furthest is Taylor Swift. Let me call her.
Okay. All right. Smart.
Taylor, it's Bob Boylan.
Hey. Aren't I seeing you really soon?
Yeah, well... So this is really crazy, but Robin Hilton and I, we went to catch our flight, and the elevator got stuck. It's the middle of the night. We have no way of getting out of this elevator. We call the company. They don't answer.
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you want me to try calling? Are you guys, do you have food?
Food we have. We have bags of snack bars. So we're going to be okay.
Okay, so the situation isn't, like, so dire that...
No, we're just...
What's going to happen?
We're just sad. So the only way to cheer us up, I think, is to do what we would have done in the cabin, which was tell memories. We love hearing holiday memories when we all get together. So I'm going to put you on speakerphone so Robin can hear. But I know you grew up on a Christmas tree farm that's just too crazy, and I think of that fragrance, and it makes me think of the holidays. Tell me some holiday memory from back in your childhood.
Growing up on a Christmas tree farm and having a birthday on December 13th, I think that can make you become, you know, one way or another. You either would really kind of resent Christmas or you would become a fanatic of sorts. And I definitely was the latter type. So every single year, my birthday falls on December 13th, and I would want a holiday-themed Christmas birthday party, and my parents just kept waiting for me to want some other kind of birthday party, and I never did. So I always wanted to have Santa come to my birthday party and all the kids could meet Santa. And so there's actually footage of that in a new video that I put out for the song Christmas Tree Farm, where it's me sitting around with Santa and all these other kids. That's actually my birthday party.
Oh my gosh. And all your friends must remember that pretty darn well.
Well, yeah, it was amazing. It was like a huge, huge flex that I had Santa at my birthday party because nobody knew he ever came out other than just on Christmas Eve. So it made me feel really special every year that I was the only kid that he would leave the North Pole for early.
That's beautiful. And you must have had a pretty good tree.
Yeah, we would always be able to pick our tree, obviously, a long way in advance because the way that a Christmas tree farm works is that we would have people all year round, depending on how much they wanted to plan in advance for their tree, they would come and mark their tree, sometimes in the spring or the summer, and they'd put a tag on their tree, and we would mark down who got each tree. And then in the wintertime, they would come and find it again and chop it down, and we'd put it on top of their car, and they'd take it home.
Did you, as a kid, get to finally pick your tree, or was that something your parents always did?
It was a collaborative effort. We always kind of went out together as a family. There are four of us. And we would go around, and we'd look for a tree that would fit in our living room because the ceilings weren't that high. But we would look for one that was nice and, like, kind of robust and sort of a round type, beautiful, noble Christmas tree. And we would pick that one.
And decorate?
Oh, yeah, we decorate it. My mom is kind of an expert at lighting a Christmas tree. And now that I'm an adult, I sort of know how to do that on my own just from all the years of watching her do it. You know, we had all the years where you have, like, you know, the year that the family cat crawls up the Christmas tree and the entire thing falls down and you wake up in the morning and the Christmas tree has fallen over. You know, you have living on a farm, you always have kind of something going on that, you know, my dad would have to fix. So there was one year when there was a leak in the roof, and so we had to, on Christmas Eve, drag a huge, massive horse trough from one of the fields into the living room to catch all the water that was leaking from the roof. So I just have lots of different Christmas memories like that.
We're going to play your song now, and I hope we get out of this elevator soon. And maybe it's next Christmas we all get together and tell our tales. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me, though. I'm so sorry to hear about this. This is really inconvenient, but maybe I'm going to make some calls and see if I can get somebody to go over there and help you.
Oh, that'd be great. And thanks for the tiny desk this year. That was really beautiful. Beautiful memory for us.
That was such a fun time. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for, I love it when people start traditions that bring a lot of joy and keep going on for the entire foreseeable future. So it was really great to be a part of it.
Wonderful. Happy holidays.
Thank you too.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress. And holiday shopping traffic, but I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow, and I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue, and you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow, and telling me I love you. Is a Christmas tree farm. There's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow.
Well, that lifted my spirits a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It was such a sweet story. I had no. When I saw that she was putting out a song called Christmas Tree Farm, I thought, how random.
Who grows up on a Christmas tree farm?
And then to find out she actually grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Well, I feel bad having to cancel. It looks like we're going to be in here for a while. What do you got to eat? You said some snack bars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want the chocolate raspberry glazed honey-covered sugar?
Give me the lard bar. That sounds good.
Let me just have the peanut butter Oreo-covered honey glazed.
Oh, you know what? I actually have a thermos of eggnog here. Just a second.
Cheers.
Cheers. Actually, are you hot? I'm hot.
No, I'm okay.
It's warm in here. I got to take my jacket off.
Actually, you actually don't look so good.
I'm a little claustrophobic. It's cramped, you know? It's tight in here. I'm just feeling a little...
It's called an elevator.
Anxious, yes. Well, but you know what it's like? It's like... Do you remember that space capsule that we rode in a few years ago for the holidays? You remember that?
Yeah. For that government experiment, right? Yes.
Yeah, well, so we're just walking down the street. It was a beautiful holiday evening, and we were minding our own business, and then all of a sudden, this van just comes screeching out of nowhere. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Bob, look out.
What's that? Who
are you? What's going on?
Calm down. Calm down. Yeah, calm down. Make yourself comfortable on the floor of the van. Which one of you bums is Robin Hilton?
That'd be me.
Think about shaving sometimes. You must be Bob Boylan.
That's Robin Hilton.
No, you're Bob Boylan. I can tell now.
The hat.
You ever think about ironing your shirt?
I'm in radio.
Okay, listen. You guys don't look great. You've got some important work to do here.
So who are you?
What is this all about?
Who I am is not important, gentlemen.
That's probably true.
The job here is what's important. The European Space Agency and its Rosetta spacecraft recently landed a probe on Comet P67.
What the heck does that do with us?
You people ever follow the news? This has been in the news.
I think I did see something about this.
It's a comet 300 million miles away. Very, very important, important space mission here.
Yeah, so what? What has that got to do with us?
Well, we detected a mysterious song coming out of the comet. Nobody knows who it is or what's behind
it.
We're determined to find out. We are determined to find out.
What does that have to do with us?
I mean, we like songs.
Isn't it obvious? It's a song. We want to find out what's going on with this song. We need to send two music experts to space to investigate.
Oh, that's really kind of cool. Yeah,
that's nice.
We couldn't find any music experts, so we grabbed you guys.
Well, look, this isn't really a very good time right now. You know, we were about to grab dinner, and it's the holidays.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Your country needs you. Get a shave. Get a clean shirt. You're going to space.
Whoa! Whatever I ever sent you, I didn't mean it. I mean, except the good stuff.
If we don't make it through this, I want you to know that I've always loved you.
Oh, that's creepy.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule.
Better than my apartment window.
Look at it. It's amazing.
The color blue I've never seen like that.
Just unreal. I can see my house from here.
You can't see your
house. No, totally. That's my house. I'm getting a reading that there's oxygen in the capsule here. Let's take our helmets off.
How do you do that? I've never...
Here, just a second.
How did these even get on?
I feel so much better with that Corning wear off my head.
I know, right?
Right. Whoa, what's that sign? It says Music Lab?
Yeah, we should check out the rest of this place, see what they gave us to work with here. Wow, this room is much bigger. This is nice. Yeah, check it out.
It's like a music studio.
I guess they figure if we're going to investigate this comet, we need some sort of lab to work in.
What's that red button over there?
Oh, it says Comet 67P Rosetta Reference Tape.
Oh, that's why we're here.
Hit it. Huh. You know, I have no idea what that could be. It could be anything. It almost sounds like a popcorn machine or something, or maybe just some static.
Yeah, I hear the rhythm and stuff. I wonder if they ever tried putting it through like a music program, like Logic or Ableton or...
Oh, they've got Ableton here.
Here on this computer?
Yeah, I can see it all loaded up here, and we can run it through the defragmenter here and see if we can't clean it up and make some sense of it. I guess we'll figure it out when we get there.
Oh, look, a turntable.
Get out.
This is like from the 60s. I had one of the old techniques. Let's turn it on.
What do they have here for us to play?
It's a holiday record.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, the Ronettes.
That doesn't sound right.
It's kind of going backwards. So, how about... I got an idea.
All right.
You know how to run this capsule thing yet?
I'm sure I can figure it out.
Make it spin at 33 and a third.
Okay, let's see here. Just
and then the record... Yeah, you got the idea.
The view from space, you remember that? It was just breathtaking. It was just breathtaking.
Worth getting kidnapped for, I'd say. If you're going to get kidnapped...
Yeah, make sure you're going to space.
That's right. You know what I could really use is a break.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. I could use one, too.
And you're listening to All Songs Considered for the Holidays from NPR Music.
Welcome back to All Songs Considered for the Holidays from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. Let's get back to the show.
Well, we're still stuck here in this elevator.
And we're still All Songs Considered for the Holidays.
It doesn't feel much like the holidays.
Not in this elevator with you, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, we should call. There are people going to go to the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I keep forgetting.
I need to call them. We called Jenny Lewis, said she'd be there. She's flying in. A few thousand miles before she gets on that plane.
Yeah, you better call her. Go ahead.
It's almost Christmas.
That's kind of a silly outgoing message, but let me try her later. Let me call Tank.
Oh, yeah, Tank and the Bangers is on the list.
Yeah. Tank, it's Bob Boylan.
Oh, hello, Bob.
How are you? I have awful news.
What's going on?
Robin and I missed our flight. We're stuck in an elevator, and we're not going to be able to make it to the cabin.
No!
I know. It's depressing. I was looking forward to seeing you. This elevator company, it's called the Don't Let Me Down Elevator Company. They're not even answering their phones, and we're stuck, and we're sad, and the only thing I can think of to cheer us up is if you could tell us a story, a memory. Maybe Robin and I can feel the holidays without being in our cabin. Is there anything when you were growing up or any story that you could share with us to cheer us up here?
Wow. I'm so sorry you guys can't be here. All I can do is try to bring you guys in on one of my precious memories when I was a kid growing up with five brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Up in a family home, you know, that had been passed down for generations. So it was big and old and to me in the heart of New Orleans. So I remember that we had started to kind of not believe in Santa Claus anymore. And because we would stay up every night and we would always see my mom and my stepdad delivering the gifts. So we was like, there ain't no Santa Claus. You cannot get us to go to sleep around this time. I mean, we want to see them putting the gifts in. Ask me why, I don't know. We just wanted to see them bring the gifts in and just let them know that we knew that they was the ones doing it. But one Christmas, they wanted to really get us good and really wanted us to believe again in the magic of the whole thing. So they put on their Santa Claus outfits, and so we get up in the middle of the night, and we see my mom and my stepdad bringing in presents and bikes, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this is real. They actually are real. We had no doubts in our mind that it was real, and we didn't even think that that was our parents. We went to sleep that night after that, and we woke up saying, man, that was a dream. I think we all was having the same dream. I don't know why we thought we were having the same one, but that's what we said to try to rationalize in our mind that Santa Claus was real. But when we got up and saw all our presents, and there was actually a note that said, thank you for the milk and cookies. Love, Santa Claus.
Aww.
And Mrs. Claus. And we was like, oh, no, man, it was real. It was real. And for years, we believed in Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus because of that shared experience, that dream, and the extra effort that our parents put in just for us to believe in this whole thing again. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, Stepdad.
You got me all misty-eyed.
If you could see Robin and I smiling here, that's a beautiful story. And I bet some parent somewhere is going to hear that story this year, and they're going to do that to their kid, and that kid is going to tell that story 20 years from now to their kids.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I love it. Oh, beautiful. Well, listen, have a happy holiday. This is perfect. And maybe next year we'll all gather in the cabin.
That would be awesome. You guys stay strong.
All right. Thank you. And send my love to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Ha, ha, ha. Dancing through the snow.
I've never heard a version of Dashing Through the Snow like that before.
So goofy. I love them. Happy holiday, Tank. Get us out of here.
We probably should just keep going through the list here. Who else? Lucy Dacus.
Yeah, let me give her a call. Yeah,
call her up.
Lucy?
Hello?
Hi, it's Bob Boylan.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, listen, you know, I quickly had to reach you because don't go to the cabin. Don't go to the cabin today because Robin and I can't make it.
Oh, no, why?
We are stuck in an elevator.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? We finished recording All Songs Considered, and we walked out with our bags in hand. I can't even get a hold of anybody at the elevator company. We've been here for hours now, and we missed our plane.
Oh, that's so sad.
One thing I thought might be really helpful is if you could maybe cheer us up with a holiday story.
I could do that. Let me think.
You got any, like, memories? Maybe it could be recent. It could be past.
I could tell you about my best Christmas gift that I ever got.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
So when I was in fifth grade, I was so nervous about going to middle school. I was trying to prepare in every way that I thought I could for higher education, the influx of intelligence and knowledge and the social atmosphere. And I was scared. I thought I would be eaten alive. But I asked for a filing cabinet. And I thought that that would solve all of my problems if I could alphabetize and put my homework in a special place and just keep everything organized. And I did. I got a filing cabinet and I was overjoyed.
You got a filing cabinet? Was it under your tree? How'd that happen?
When I came down in the morning, it wasn't under the tree. It was a bunch of small little gifts, and at the end I was disappointed, but then my parents told me to go look in the hall closet, and it was there under all the coats.
Aww.
Like this treasure chest of 8.5 by 11 paper.
It's Christmas. Maybe you're listening to holiday music and you're filing?
Yeah, just alphabetizing stuff. I used to print off lyrics to songs and then alphabetize them. And then if I was bored, I would alphabetize them by artist. And if I was bored, I'd go back to alphabetizing by song title.
Gosh, do I love
this.
I
had this. A lot of fun as a kid.
That's perfect. Listen, one thing that I really love this year is all the holiday stuff that you did. Robin and I are trying to get that Christmas spirit. The story really helps, but I want to play your cover of Last Christmas, which actually is a song that makes Robin crazy, which makes me a little happy, but
I loathe that song so much. I know people love it, it's just a knife in my skull.
Don't test him. You're in a trying time right now.
Oh, yeah, don't test me, Boylan.
Good point. But your version, I think, rises above. Did you love that song as a kid?
Yeah, I think I liked it because my mom would sing it in the car really dramatically. And I'm not the biggest fan of Christmas, but I feel like being able to cover a classic that a lot of people have covered and do it in sort of this like punky, angry way helped me release this tension. Whether you like Christmas or not, it's a very anxious time, or like whatever the positive equivalent of anxious is. So it helped me kind of just like offload some excess energy to do this weird loud version of the song.
And did she get to hear it?
My mom? Yeah, she loves it.
That's great. Are you going to sing it together maybe this holiday?
Yeah, we'll get some hairbrushes and just sing it together.
That's beautiful. Well, that helps cheer us up.
It cheers Bob up.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're going to miss each other at the cabin, but maybe another year.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I hope that you get out of the elevator. Gosh.
Yeah, this company, I keep calling them, they're called the We Won't Let You Down Elevator Company, and they have been truly letting us down.
Or they're not letting you down.
Oh, well, there you go. Exactly. Take care. Happy holiday.
Thanks.
All right.
You too.
Thanks.
So funny, the story that Lucy told about wanting the filing cabinet.
Yeah.
Right when I was that same age, just before I was going into middle school, I decided what I needed was a desk. And I mean like an office-style desk for my bedroom. Like that was going to make everything all right. And my parents played the exact same kind of trick. It's Christmas morning.
No kidding.
All my presents. There's no desk. But all the gifts were things like a ream of paper. A package of pencils, some pens, all things that you would use at a new desk. And then at the end, they revealed that I, in fact, did get the desk. And I had that desk all through college.
You two are nerdier than I thought.
I don't know why. I don't know why. The desk just... And I remember the first picture I drew was of a clown. And I said, Mr. Clown wishes you a Merry Christmas. And my mom still has that picture. She framed it, and it's every Christmas she brings it out and puts it up on the wall. Yeah.
Hey, let me give Jenny Lewis a call again.
All right. Yeah, maybe she'll pick up. Hope she wasn't on the plane.
Hello.
Hey, it's Bob Boylan.
Oh, hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I know we're supposed to meet each other in a few hours at the cabin, but Robin and I were stuck in an elevator.
Oh man, no.
It's the middle of the night here at NPR. We left. We just recorded our show. We walk in the elevator and boom, And here we are.
Wow.
And we're not going to make it to the cabin.
Oh.
And to tell the truth, being in this little room with Robin's driving me absolutely out of my skull.
Bob's certainly driving me out of my skull.
As it would.
Right?
As it does.
And, you know, we were going to get together. We were going to talk about, like, old times. We were going to talk about holiday stories. And here we are in this elevator, and I need some cheering up or something. Just anything to take my mind off this terrible place and this gosh-awful night.
That sounds like a title to a new uplifting Christmas song. Gosh-awful night.
Do you want to write it right now?
I've already written it, Bob.
Help me. Do you have a story, maybe when you were little or growing up, that cheer me up and cheer up even Robin?
Well, cheer is a subjective experience. I love Christmas, and I was given a cell phone as a gift by my Rilo Kiley bandmate, Blake. He gave me my first cell phone. It has a really cool number, which I'm not going to tell you on the air.
What year is this?
This is early cell phone time, so maybe 2004 or 5. And in taking a long time preparing my outgoing message, which was a thing, right, where you would, if you had an answering machine at home, you would do a very thoughtful message. When I was a kid growing up, my sister, my mom, and I would sing a song that went, "We're not home. And we can't really pick up the phone, so don't hang up." So that was our outgoing message. So in receiving my first cell phone, I thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, what time of year is it? And so my outgoing message is, it's almost Christmas. And it's been, it's almost Christmas, since 2005. Throughout the seasons. We're going on 15 plus years here. So throughout the year, I get very different reactions. You know, when in November, people start feeling the holiday spirit. Like, oh, it is almost Christmas. Wow, thanks so much for that. Then we get closer to Christmas Eve. Hey, Jenny, Merry Christmas. It is almost Christmas. Wow. January, people start getting a little irritated with the message.
Jenny, you to change.
You forgot February, March, and April, they're downright pissed. So I've compiled these messages from over the years in reaction to my outgoing message. It's almost Christmas. And I also think that that would be a pretty solid epitaph.
I want to hear these messages, but I know you can't get to them now. But someday, yeah, we're going to hear these.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you mess with people's notion of Christmas. They get very upset.
I get upset enough when I go, like, to a warm climate and it's Christmas.
Well, in Australia, I was thinking about Australia today. Like, what a strange way to bring in the holiday cheer with, like, great white sharks on, like, Bondi Beach or whatever.
So what song should we go out and be cheerful about here?
Well, I've only written one Christmas song, Bob, and I wouldn't recommend playing it on the show because it's a real downer. It's called Christmas Cake, and the chorus is, "Cry into my Christmas cake. Don't know what else to do." So I don't want to burden anyone with that. But my thing every year, day after Thanksgiving, I put on Vince Guaraldi, and I listen to that exclusively, Charlie Brown Christmas, until the day after Christmas.
Well, I know that will make Robin happy because that's his favorite.
Yep, my favorite. I do the exact same thing. I put it on, like, after Thanksgiving, just play it nonstop.
I think it may be my favorite album of all time, and Skating is just the most magical song.
Well, we have about 4 feet of floor space here. Robin, you ready?
Let's
no. Let's skate! Maybe next year, Jenny, we'll be in the cabin.
Good luck in there.
Take care.
I hope you guys have a Gatorade bottle.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that song so much. You know, it's funny. I make my kids listen to it, and they do like the music. And they like watching the show, but they think that that show can be on any time they want because, like, we own a copy of it now. And I try to explain to them, you know, when I was a kid, that show aired one time a year. That was your one chance. And if you missed it, it was like, oh, no, because you'd have to wait a whole other year. And there was no way to record it. And they're like, no way to record it.
I mean, it's kind of like this party.
Yeah.
One time a year.
Yeah, once a year. Can we get a break? Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of guests to call. Let me call Bruce.
Oh, the boss.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. And
let him know.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Oh, God. What was that?
Hold on. I think it's going to fall.
No.
Yes. Yes. Be okay.
I'm all right. Whoa. Are you okay? Can you get up?
Hang on.
We need to try to pry this door open or something.
Like with what? My phone?
Oh, wait a minute, Bob. It's opening. Hello?
Whoa.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Hey, fellas.
Steven Thompson.
What are you guys doing?
We were trapped in the elevator. We were
it's
all the
overnight.
Way up. We were up there at the NPR music offices all night.
All guys... You're on the second floor. Why didn't you just take the stairs?
Well, we had all our luggage.
Stairway. We missed our party.
What are you doing here? We hadn't called you yet. How did you know our party at the cabin was canceled?
Well, we've been having a party at... Oh.
What?
We've been having a party at NPR Music. Did you guys not get an invite?
Oh, what do you mean?
No.
We sent invites. Everybody's here.
Can you give us a handout?
I mean, yeah. I guess. I can take you guys to the party. Everybody's there. Abby O'Neill, Allie Prescott, Anastasia Tsiolkas, Andrew Flanagan, Ann Powers, Annabelle Edwards, Bronson R. Curry, Camille Smiley, Colin Marshall. Did you really not get an invite? Serena Toros, Daoud Tyler Amin, Felix Contreras, Jacob Gans, Jessica Goldstein, Josh Rogerson, Kara Frame, Lars Gottrich, Lauren Anke, Lindsay McKenna, Maya Stern, Marissa LaRusso. We were just saying everybody's
That's
there.
Mito
Habe Evans,
person.
Morgan Noel Smith, Nate Chinnan, Nikolai Hammer, Otis Hart, Pilar Fitzgerald, Bobby Carter, Rodney Carmichael, Sydney Madden, Saraya Mohammed, Tom Heisinger, Tom Cole, the NPR Arts Desk, NPR Programming, the Visuals
what?
Team, NPR Member Stations. Like, it is a huge party. We invited everybody.
Oh, I didn't...
I don't know how we missed out on that.
Well, come on in, join the party. Wait a minute, Robin, you took a nasty little knock on the head there. Well, anyway, come on in, join the party. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Happy Holidays!
And to his rangers.
And you've been listening to All Songs Considered for the Holidays from NPR Music.